So I call this meeting to order at 8:41 a.m. on Monday, January 5th. No public comment?
No.
All right, approval of the December 4th meeting minutes. Those looked good to me. Any edits from you, Tim? Second page.
Get a member of the public?
Nope.
Last time? Sandy Trianfini?
So that was for the 15th.
Yes.
December 15th.
Right.
So the 4th, let's do it in...
How come I can't find this minute?
Right on the back of this. Yeah.
Drafted it. Did it break up the packet? Did it print it?
Oh, your packet's different than mine. Here you go.
Wait, are you missing the first page?
Yeah, and Sandy.
Oh.
So that was
no.
the 15th.
Yeah, on the 15th. We'll
okay.
That. Okay.
So the...
No, I'm good with that.
Okay. So the 4th. Now I'm all turned around. Okay. So, all in favor of approving the December 4th meeting minutes, aye.
Aye.
Great. And the 15th, yes, so was Sandy Trianfini was also there, and
right. She's a member of
PNZ, right?
Is she?
Yes.
Member of PNZ? Oh, yeah. she's done several things in town.
Yeah.
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 It was great to have her on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I had her son, David, as a student.
Oh.
What was her position in the meeting?
So we were going through and recommending.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Good.
I noticed that she recommended some of the people for the POCD, right?
Yes. Yep. So she was on to help us get our representatives for POCD and to just participate in the conversation if there were any concerns on filling the architect slot, designer, and the specialty areas.
Okay.
And
that was at her request or?
It's for the resolution. The resolution actually stated that they needed to provide one representative from planning and zoning to act as a liaison or representative at this meeting.
Ah.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm good with these minutes, too.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't here, so
right.
I can't vote on it.
Okay.
We'll just
so,
vote to accept.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. And I know that we have one more application.
Yes.
For economic development. Is that right? For Thomas?
He was the, EDA.
Yep. So I will move to add that to the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Good.
Good. Hi. Okay.
So we've got...
Four.
My question is, maybe this would never happen, but do we have any situation where there are more applicants than spaces on the
yes.
committees that there?
And we just will, then that's up to you to decide which one you feel would better fit that vacancy, and then that would go to the Board of Selectmen for a final approval.
Right. And so we need to document that then. So who do we have?
So
I have the agenda here, too?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's on, actually. I just noticed.
Some
oh,
that.
I stole it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There you go. That's your first page.
You have one, too?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm first page rich, so
right.
I can share.
So we have Matthew Stone for Board of Ethics, David DeFusco and Thomas Boston for Economic Development, and Herbert Raiklin for Energy Committee.
Yep. Correct.
Is that it?
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So should we start from the top with Matthew?
Sure.
Right.
What a champion he is, huh? Man, he's got Board of Ethics. He's got experience.
Yeah. Do you know what boards he chaired? It says that he was a member of 3 town boards and chairman of 2. But I couldn't figure out which ones he had been on.
I don't. Is it deep in his resume?
I did a look, but I couldn't find it. I didn't see it in the...
And it's not there.
Last page, yeah. Mm. But,
Because I know how thorough you are.
But I do think that he has great, relevant experience, and I would be supportive of referring him to the Board of Selectmen.
Me too.
All right.
He's lived in Canton for how long?
I don't know what it says.
Is he that? I don't think he is. The one that lived here, then moved away, then moved back. That's Tom Boston, maybe.
Oh, that I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't think we know about Matthew.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Vote to recommend him to the Board of Selectmen for appointment to the Board of Ethics.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. EDA. Let's start with David and then review Thomas.
Question first. Do you know how come Thomas is separate? Did he come in late?
He was, yes. What he ended up doing was he resigned from a different board because he felt that he was better fit for this one. Now that there's a vacancy, that's why he wanted to add him to the agenda.
Got it.
So. Are there any alternate positions on EDA?
I believe there's only one vacancy.
Yes.
Is there two now?
Hold on. Yes, I see two vacancies. EDA, two vacancies.
We have two vacancies. Oh, there we go. Oh.
One is a short stint through July, and one is through 28.
There we go, yes. And that we can always, if it's short, this one at least is July, but if there's ever a time where maybe it was coming up shorter, you could always extend it.
Okay.
But this one we could always reappoint in July.
Got it.
I'll follow up with them.
Okay.
So yes, there are vacancies.
So we have...
And we would extend it by reappointing again.
Yes, correct.
Bob Bessel's on that committee.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
That's why David DeFusco wants to get on.
Oh, okay.
Yes, did he serve with Bob before?
Bob's got a following.
Well, of course.
I'm part of it.
He does such great work for EDA. It's just so.
How come I can't find this now? EDA. Oh, here it is. Starts down here.
So we just have this, not a resume for David. Okay.
Yes.
Honestly, a communications director on our economic development agency would be a huge win to figure out how to better communicate the work of the EDA, especially with changes to the village and everything going on. So I love that his background is communications.
and Tom Boston.
Yeah.
Wow. If we ever had a guy who was overqualified.
Yes.
My God.
Senior planner.
Yeah. He'd be great as well.
Urban planner, yeah. He really would. My one flag that I would love to be able to potentially ask at the Board of Selectmen about Thomas is his absentee rate on PNC. He has a 75% absentee rate as an alternate, I believe. And it makes sense if he's wanting to be on EDA more than planning and zoning and be a permanent member. Yeah. I can understand it, but I want to just hear that he's committed to
Great point.
The committee.
Great point. Yeah, I don't even see him here on PNC. What'd you say, PNC?
He was PNC. Yes.
He was
PNC.
Well, there he is. Sorry.
Oh, good.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the bottom
as
an alternate. Yeah.
Well,
I do think that
in his defense,
yeah,
he was an alternate.
Right.
So, you know, gonna just sit there and
right.
watch the meeting happen, see if he needs to be. Maybe he communicated with the chair,
right.
Mike Vogel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Mike said, I think everybody's coming, so.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. And I do think that his experience fits what we're looking for very well. So, I would be supportive of filling both of the vacancies with David and Thomas.
Me too.
All right. So, a motion to refer them to the Board of Selectmen.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It's an aye versus an aye, aye, aye.
I'm going to use that. That's really good. All right, and lastly,
Herb Rakebrand.
Her energy committee. So
you got a lot of experience too.
Yeah, a retired energy company executive with 45 yeah. years of experience in the energy industry. I feel like that's a pretty great background for. For what we're looking for.
And he's still got energy to serve.
Right. Right. So he's an independent advisor now to utilities and government agencies. And the work that he did in New York, I was very impressed with as well. He did work on the... Am I thinking of the right one? I might be thinking of Thomas. Yes, I was thinking of Thomas. He did the work on Hunts Point, which I was in New York for and was very impressed with.
Uh-huh.
So,
what was the work?
It was a long-term vision for the neighborhood.
Okay.
And it was a comprehensive 20-year vision plan mm-hmm. for a neighborhood that needed some revitalizing. It was like a 20-acre area of the city and... did a lot of community input and
somewhat like the Collins Company.
Exactly right.
Mm.
Yep. But I think for Herbert that he has a lot of relevant expertise and experience.
He does. I don't know how long he's lived in town. If he knows Bob Nannu.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm not sure. But we do need energy on the energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially with Bob serving on Board of Finance
no
now.
On energy.
Right.
Yeah. Who is it? Bob Nannu?
Yeah. You can't be on both.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they need a new chairman.
Yes.
Have they solved that yet?
Not that I'm aware of. I'll have to listen to the last meeting, but not yet.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Well, I am supportive of recommending Mr. Rakebrand to the Board of Selectmen to serve on the Energy Committee.
I'll second that motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Absentee record.
Is this...
So those are just all over 40.
These are over 40.
So just, yeah. And then there's the totals and then the home record.
Okay. So I know I owe calls to chairs to talk over the absentees from that list that we came up with.
I haven't done any of that.
Yeah. The holidays got in the way. I'm planning to do it before our next meeting in February.
It's a good goal.
Okay. Okay. Ever the achiever. So, I don't know if
this
is different.
Here, these are the only absentees over 40.
Correct. I took Thomas Boston out just because he resigned, so
yeah.
I didn't keep him on there. So if you're looking for that.
That makes sense. But. Okay. So we have Zach.
Two alternates for Collinsville Historic District.
Yep.
Vice chair for EDA.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm. That'll be good to talk to Bessel about.
And David Madigan, long-term member of permanent municipal building committee.
Mm-hmm.
He's a full-fledged member.
Yes.
So I know that's his kind of work. He's an architect, I think.
Mm.
He's not just an advisor. He's a voting member.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Bush. How many commissions is he on?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
He's on education.
Is he able to stay on?
He can.
He can do both. It's Board of
Finance
that can't do. Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry I'm sniffly. The dry air is getting to me.
Yeah.
I'm not unwell, I promise.
Can we order a humidifier out of committee funds?
Sure.
Please. I should just bring one around with me. And then we're holding on movement on YSB for the meeting that Lori will be attending later this month.
Yeah, that's a bigger problem than just trying to solve the absentees.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's funded. You know, they get money from the state.
Yeah.
And they're not using it.
Right. And
that's always a red flag.
The town. Huh? Right. And our town taxpayer money as well.
Yeah.
So
just, I don't want to. I'm concerned about Russell. He's my former student. Five out of 12 meetings. For WPCA.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll try to call him and see if he really wants to stay.
Okay.
Because I know he's got commitments on Board of Ed.
Right.
Not just as a member, but as a member of some of their subordinate committees.
Right.
Okay.
And an important conversations coming up on WPCA on capacity and...
Right.
We're up against...
He qualifies as a developer in town.
Right.
He's got... Well, he's got one over here that he... did in the historic district, I think.
Oh, wow.
And he's got three or four up on East Street. that he's done.
Right, right. Yeah, so I think that sounds like a good plan to give him a call. And then we'll work through the other ones, the other boards, over the next few weeks. Chatting with the chairs.
Did we split those up?
We did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you remind me of which ones Sarah's doing, which ones I'm doing?
I can send you an email.
Awesome. Okay. Great.
Good?
Good. All right, and now we have the vacancies to review.
And we're solving some of those today, right?
And we are. We are making moves to solve those. So we would cover the Board of Ethics and the two EDA and one of the Energy. Wow, what a great day. So we have four on the Commission on Aging.
Didn't we just put somebody on the Zoning Board of Appeals at our last meeting, a couple meetings ago?
Maybe. I'd have to double check. Maybe. I think my Commission on Aging, that I know is Dick Barlow.
Right.
I can...
See, I got them mixed up. There's Zoning Board of Appeals and Zoning...
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's on there the network or something. Nope, that was... Nope, so neither one of those. So it would have to be maybe...
There's Zoning Board of Appeals and Zoning Board of Assessment Appeals.
So zoning...
Am I right?
Yes.
So maybe we put somebody on the Assessment Appeals.
That one's an elective position, so I know we didn't...
Which is?
The Board of Assessment Appeals.
Is an elected position.
Correct.
Yes, Kim just ran.
Huh. How did that qualify as carrying enough weight to be in elected office?
That I do not know. That was before me, but... I can look into that if I'm not...
Well, no, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, I don't.
I was a member of the Charter Review Commission.
Oh, the Commission. Wow.
Is Kim?
A lot of wrinkles when you dig into the details, huh?
She ran on the T line.
Did she?
I thought so.
I'd have to check. Yeah, let me double check.
Who?
Kim Bowen.
She was...
Just elected.
To boarding assessment appeals.
Yes. Yep. But we have R.
And we have to double make sure that we check the party affiliation.
Yes. So, we have lots of opportunity to fill slots on the Commission on Aging.
Yeah.
And then... Many also on the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Yeah.
Now less here. And then we're holding on Youth Services Bureau. So there is the coffee with seniors tomorrow and the CAO. And hoping that maybe after that we'll get some good ideas on engaging seniors and maybe some interest in the Commission on Aging.
Is Mark going to talk about that tomorrow?
I believe it's centered on the meals and programming of the Senior Center. Does that sound right?
I believe so.
And then communication.
Yes.
With seniors.
So maybe he could do a little promo for membership, huh?
Members.
Yeah. Anything else on vacancies on your mind?
Some things, but they don't rise to the level of the importance of including in this meeting.
All right. Okay. Well, any other business?
I think we're good.
All right. This meeting is adjourned at 9:06 a.m.